hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live on this Friday, the 5th day of May 2006. And I'm going to do what I said I was going to do yesterday. Well, today's today, and there is never a tomorrow if you're living in yesterday. If you followed that, you're due for a weekend. At any rate, on today's program, I'm going to go over some key points here. What is the complaint list for economic, political, and I take it, Kelly, you're working on the social agenda right there? Is that what you're... Yeah, what's that? Everything? Great. All right. And I asked some people around here at the office to put down, without any coaching, what you think are the most important issues. And the reason I'm doing this today... You know, I heard another talk show host today trying to put a positive spin on things. You know, what are our accomplishments? And that's good. But the problem is that I'm not one to pat ourselves on the backs because in the balance of things, nothing's being done. Some real good information is being passed around. There are small victories out there, very small. Little skirmishes in the overall battle, in the war. And some might even say we've won a few battles, but the war is far from won. We're dealing with entities and people that control the money, control the medias, thought control the people through television. We are pushing this gigantic boulder up the mountainside, and we dare not let it slip because it will crush us. And, you know, for a while, people even got into picking on other people because of their personalities. And I could do 3 hours on that, and including myself. Human beings are inherently flawed, unless you're Mr. Adam or Mr. Eve. And even they turned out to be flawed, didn't they? So I'm going to go through some topic matters. And I want you people out there to join in on this, and especially maybe you people down there stuck in Austin traffic, okay? Listening to the radio as you're sitting there waiting to go home. I want to take this 2 hours and turn this into a barn burner because we can talk about and focus on the subjects, and then what are we to do about it? We're too fractionalized out there. We all have our own agendas. We are too busy scratching each other's eyes out to really put a cohesive unit together. We'll be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. I was talking with the editor of the Idaho Observer, Don Harkins, and his wife, Ingrid, you pronounce your last name Castle. If I am in error, I'll correct it later. At any rate, I think he's going to talk it over with his wife, and I think he's going to be doing a show on this network, just as the writers for AFP are doing programs on this network. I want to tie radio in with print. It's pretty powerful stuff. It's been tried before, but really not effectively, because some folks out there kind of got off the board with, you know, their own agendas and whatever else. And the reason why I like Don Harkin over at the Idaho Observer is because this guy is action-oriented. In other words, he'll report the news, but he wants people that are activists. You know, the root word of activist is active. Rather than sitting around and being that informational sponge, soaking up the information, maybe a little bit when you have time or the mood strikes you right or whatever the case may be, you might avail yourself to pass out some of that information. Folks, this should be our number one priority. We don't have enough patriots in this country. You understand that? We ain't got enough of us. I want to Okay, I've got everybody paying attention in here in the control room. Okay, because we're going to get busy here. The engineer's shaking his head no, with his back turned toward me. Thank you very much. What's the problem here? No problem. Then what the hell are you shaking your head no for? Oh, okay. Whew, guys scare me. I know this is Friday. This is not April Fool. That was last month. Okay. Let me do this because I want to do this in order. I got one caller here that called in immediately. Obviously, she has something to say, so we're going to put her on air. Hello, Carol.
This is music to my ears, the subject that you're attacking here. And I am convinced that the spirit is a move on the waters, if you will.
Something's moving here.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thanks, Andy. It's wonderful that Don Harkins is coming on board. This is good news. What I want to say, John, and I won't take long, is that I think we have two objectives at least, those of us who love freedom and truth. One is to reach more of our neighbors. In other words, reach more of the common people, right? So they catch on. Number two, though, is rattle the chains of our elected things or our politicians or our bureaucrats. I think they need to hear from us, whether it's get America out of the UN or whether it's get rid of the Federal Reserve or whether it is any subject you want to name that's a problem in our nation. They need to hear from us. We are spending too much time talking about the problems amongst ourselves. So here's my haha solution, right?
And Carol, if you would please, let the audience know who you are.
Oh, I'm just a paper pusher here at 8 and a Bet with Jack McLam.
Right. And Carol, your last name?
Asher.
Oh, there you go. And you were the lady that was under siege for trying to be a good juror on a criminal trial?
I didn't know how much trouble a person could get in trying to serve on a jury.
only when you're interested in the facts and you want justice done, then you become a problem.
John, that was a dangerous room I was sitting in, and I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Anyway, God was good to let me off on that, but we're using it to teach that principle also of the fully informed jury.
Right.
Okay, so here's what I believe, John, is the main thing that can be done. Number one, since you guys are in the lead here, you talk show hosts and you freedom news publishers in the paper form, if each of you, in every time you bring up a subject, if you would give us an assignment or ask the question, Mr. and Mrs. Listener out there, Mr. and Mrs. Freedom Fighter, Mr. and Mrs. Patriot, did you call anybody today who's a mover and a shaker and who is causing the problems in our government, did you call anyone today and influence them on a particular subject? Like I mentioned, there are many. I think we need to do that at least every week a couple of times. But I think that's going to happen when the leaders like yourselves and the news publishers like American Free Press, Idaho Observer, when you will give us an assignment. What's his name? Alex Jones is pretty good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every host could get us off our duff if you would make us feel very uncomfortable if a single week goes by that we haven't spoken to the controllers.
Well, Carol, you had sent me over a letter, and I'm glad you called in. By the way, they just put Carol. They didn't put Asher on the screen here. I don't think you identified yourself as being anybody but Carol from Idaho. And well, I was not even aware that you were Carol Asher when they put that on there. And you saved me for reading the facts that you sent over to me. Because you heard my show the other day where I just blew a 50-amp fuse.
Yes.
And I, you know, Carol, I'm going to tell you what. We got a lot of good people in this country.
Yeah.
And you know that because you talk to them every day.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are just slammed over there. Gosh, Jack, I don't know how many hours out of the day he just spends reading his emails from people.
Yeah.
But he's been running Aid and Abet and Police Against the New World Order for what, 25 years?
Uh-huh. That's right.
And so you guys have had a lot of contacts. And the problem here is that there are too few voices with way too much work to do. I don't know how many hours that you put in, but I'm sure that it's more than you should have to.
More than 40.
Yes, yeah, more than 40 and less than 100, right? Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
And this is to illustrate the point that too many people are too satisfied to sit back because they feel that the job is being handled, but they have absolutely no inkling of how this is wearing everybody out. I mean,
you see, John, do you agree with me that
absolutely.
You need to put us to work?
Oh.
Make us so uncomfortable if we haven't done something to influence those politicians and other people that are ruining our nation.
Absolutely. I mean,
you know, I can call. I could call today, John, and you could call your congressperson, and it won't do diddly. But if 1,000 people tie up their phones or their fax or their email, they're going to listen because they know it means votes.
Well, absolutely. And what the politicians don't like is when they get the feeling that the public has caught on.
Amen.
You know, that makes them extremely uncomfortable.
Right.
They get indecisive in their slam dunk votes. They are looking on the other side of the fence for the next term that they're almost assured of getting. But wait a minute here. If they start getting those hundreds and thousands of phone calls, as you suggest, it may not stop the whole thing entirely, but it's going to slow it down because here we are. I'm talking to you right now. I'm not on the phone with my senator going, look, you jerk, you Congress critter, what do you think you're doing? And how does this compare with the Constitution or whatever the case may be? Mm-hmm. If you folks out there go to the RBN site, I'll tell you one thing that we did here. It takes me a second here to bring this up. Here we go. What we did was an action alert. And these fine people down here in Central Texas that run the low-power FM net down here, they put up an action alert. And so I told Danny, I said, take this information and put it on the website and then put all related links along with phone numbers and a brief description of what we would request of the listeners to do. And this was, Carol, this is over the Senate Bill 1145. This is Kennedy.
Oh. Is that the hate one?
Oh, boy.
Hate crimes one.
Because you know as well as I do, working with the Internet, working with Jack that does radio on this network, working with a lot of other people that do a lot of stuff over the Internet, if this SB 1145
yes.
gets legs and it hits the ground, this may be the end of this network.
Yes.
And our ability to talk to
exactly.
people. So plans of action. But here's the overriding and most important point. You people out there have to start getting involved.
That's right.
And if you don't know what to do, start talking to people that do know
you
what to do.
You will know, John. And Alex Jones knows. And every other, Jack McLam knows that you all need to give us an assignment. I mean, when I say that, I mean needle us. Make us very uncomfortable if we do nothing in any particular week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Carol, you're a trooper. You have proven yourself year after year in a job that you do. You've proven yourself under fire. You're a person of character, and I'm glad that you're with Jack, and I am glad that that he has people surrounding him with people of character.
Yeah.
That is important.
Thank you, John, and God bless you for being there, and God bless Pastor Ted Pike. Regarding this hate crimes thing, there's an issue for every one of us to jump on.
Well, I'm telling you, that's immediate.
That's right.
We got Federal Reserve, we got income tax. Yep. That stuff's been going on for almost 100 years. Mm-hmm. But now we got an illegal invasion going on. The Congress critters want to eliminate free speech in this country. There are priorities I think we must take.
Yes. And you guys are the experts to give us those priorities and say, get on this particular issue, get on that one, but make us do something.
Absolutely. Carol.
God bless you.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it very much. Now, there is my kind of lady. And, you know, it's almost an embarrassment. I mean, you guys out there in a listening audience right now, I'm this is not going to be a castigation. let me choose another word here. This is not going to be an exercise in slamming anybody or picking on anybody in particular. The whole point of doing this program today is to re-energize ourselves, refocus. Let's eliminate the reasons and excuses as why we're not moving on certain things. We got enough on the plate, and these little buggers are throwing more on our plate every single day. So we'll kick this thing off. We'll get this thing rolling after this break. I've got some clips that I want to play. Ray McGovern, which was covered on CNN. I bet they regretted that. Kirsten Breitweiser, I think her name is, and Tyler Drumheller. We'll do that after this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RVNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
We are back. I could almost listen to that entire song. Now I know why Robbie Noel, does this guy think he's a DJ? He always plays his music almost in its entirety, and he's only got an hour show. At any rate, I want to get into this. Do we have the clips ready? Okay, I think first up on the list is the Ray McGovern clip, and CNN covered this. And I'm sure much to the dismay of the top brass of CNN. This is about 3 minutes and 21 seconds long, and what he did was got up in full view of everybody. And I want you to pay attention to the reaction of the audience, was mostly press sitting here, and listen to their applause, okay? All right, listen to the reaction from our paid-for whores here that they call themselves media. Go ahead and run that clip.
And so I would like to ask you to be upfront with the American people. Why did you lie to get us into a war that was not necessary and that has caused these kinds of casualties? Why?
Well, first of all, I haven't lied. I did not lie then.
Turn my mic up also.
Colin Powell didn't lie. He spent weeks and weeks with the Central Intelligence Agency people.
My name is Pinocchio. Can you see my nose grow?
He believed was accurate. And he presented that to the United Nations. The president spent weeks and weeks with the Central Intelligence people. And he went to the American people and made a presentation. I'm not in the intelligence business. They gave the world their honest opinion. It appears that there were not weapons of mass destruction there.
You said you knew where they were.
I did not. I said I knew where suspect sites were, and we were just...
You said you knew where they were.
Pinocchio.
Near Baghdad and northeast, south, and west of there. Those are your words.
My words were that... No. Wait a minute. Let him
Okay,
stay.
Pause that, if you would.
Just a second.
You can't pause it? Okay, keep it running.
You're getting plenty of play, sir.
I just like an honest answer.
I'm giving it to you.
We're talking about lies and your allegation that there was bulletproof evidence of ties between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. Was that a lie? Or were you misled?
Zarqawi was in Baghdad during the pre-war period. That is a fact.
Zarqawi? He was in the north of Iraq in a place where Saddam Hussein had no rule.
He was also in Baghdad.
Yeah, when he needed to go to the hospital. Come on, these people aren't idiots. They know the story.
You are... Let me give you an example. It's easy for you to make a charge, but why
and
do
God
you think
forbid he's
that
doing
the
it
men
in public,
and women
right?
in uniform, every day when they came out of Kuwait and went into Iraq, put on chemical weapon protective suits because they liked the style? They honestly believed that there were chemical weapons. Saddam Hussein had used chemical weapons on his own people previously. He'd used them on his neighbor, the Iranians, and they believed he had those weapons. We believed he had those weapons.
That's what we call a non sequitur. It doesn't matter what the troops believe. It matters what you believe.
I think, Mr. Secretary, the debate is over. We have other questions. Courtesy to the audience.
Yeah, the debate's over. Yeah,
guys over here.
Go ahead and kill them.
It's a hard act to follow.
You've forgotten your
question. Yeah, it's a hard act to follow. Yeah, the truth is always a hard act to follow when you're a born liar. And Ray McGovern just nailed him. I pulled my mic down a little bit there. There you go. Thank you. Just absolutely nailed him. And I am just amazed. Did you hear the reaction from the majority of the people that were in that audience that were press? There has been accounts. I mean, you remember the Chinese American, I guess you could call her, doctor, when the president of China came over here? I mean, she's looking at a long time in jail, okay, for expressing her opinion. You know, here's the deal. You crooked world politicians, you globalist whatevers. If I'm choosing my words carefully, I wished I could just do 2 hours of it unfettered, and I could really say what I wanted to say at that very moment, but I can't. This is radio, folks. This is families listen to this stuff, so I will keep a sense of decorum. Here's the deal. If you want to be a liar, don't walk out in public. They're going after people now that are questioning, that have got the moxie to stand up in public at a public event and relay their displeasures or ask them the tough questions that these paid media whores will not, absolutely will not delve into. If you're that scared, quit doing public appearances. Pre-digest, pre-package your information. And then just keep it to yourself. We're tired. We're done with the lies and the mass programming that you people are trying to pull on the American people. We've had it up to our hair roots, okay? We get back. I want to play that Drumheller. Also, the Kristen Breitweiser, her name. We'll play those clips and we'll start taking your calls right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Kristen Breitweiser, she gave testimony to the 9/11 Commission. You know, folks, this is tantamount to, I don't know. This is tantamount, I guess, to going to church and committing the most egregious sin in front of God in his own house, okay? She goes to the 9/11 Commission, tells what she knows, and they paid no attention to her whatsoever. Now, the other night she was on Chris Matthews, last night I do believe it was, on Chris Matthews' Hardball, and this is what she had to say. Kelly, go ahead and run that.
Traits, and that's Kristen Breitweiser. Do you have a comment on what you've been just listening to, Kristen?
Yeah, I mean, I have to say two things, really. Number one, now that the Moussaoui penalty phase is over, I certainly hope that the information will be flowing freely to the American people. For 4 years, I and many other 9/11 family members have fought very hard to have information released to the public, information about governmental failures. We were always told that we couldn't have that information because it would harm Moussaoui's right to a fair trial. Having said that, I would appreciate someone asking either Senator Biden or former Mayor Giuliani if their standard for death is withholding information from the FBI that could have prevented the 9/11 attacks. How then are we excusing FBI agents Maltby and Frasca, who were accused or allegedly accused in the Moussaoui penalty phase itself of being criminally negligent with regard to giving a FISA warrant? How would you explain George Tenet, who withheld information about two of the 9/11 hijackers for 18 months from the FBI, information that certainly would have gone a long way into preventing those attacks. And I'd like to know, where are we drawing a line here? What is the threshold? And why are we not holding those types of people in our own government accountable? And I think that they're going to have a lot of explaining to do in Congress and at the White House when that information flows to the American public and the American people start asking similar questions.
Senator, is there a criminal intent there? Do you see a distinction between the behavior of public officials and Zacharias Moussaoui, who's just been sentenced to life?
I'd like to make three points. I think the juror makes an absolutely, or excuse me, the family makes an absolutely accurate point about people not being held accountable, and that the denial of information, just like a previous family member said, they now hope that in fact we'll start to do the things the 9/11 Commission said should be done to protect America. I think they make a very valid point. The woman who just spoke, I admire the heck out of, because she's making a point now. There's no longer any excuse. No longer any excuse for us to not do two things. One, come clean with the mistakes that were made. And two, fix them, especially the 9/11 Commission report. Here we are. It cost $42 billion to put in place those 9/11 Commission recommendations that were pointed out were not done as of December 5th of this year. And we're about to give people making over $1 million a year a $43.2 billion tax break in 1 year. Where are our priorities?
Chris, do you want to react to that?
Listen, all I would have to say with regard to the mens rea, throwing out a legal term there, I'm a lawyer, but I don't practice law, is that for 17 sailors died on the USS Cole and two of those hijackers that Tenet had under surveillance were inside this country, I would say that if you're the DCI, you should know to bring those gentlemen in. You should know to bring the FBI in the loop. Having said that, with regard to the 9/11 Commission recommendations, without doubt. I mean, you are talking about the city of New York still not having radios for the firemen. You're talking about the Hurricane Katrina, where our evacuation protocols were abysmal. We are almost 5 years out from 9/11. We have not paid any attention. We have not learned any lessons. And the truth of the matter is, we are not any safer. If anything, we are less safe. And it breaks my heart. We, the 9/11 family members, fought very, very hard to get those recommendations put in place. We fought hard for the commission. I don't know what more it's going to take, and I would ask Senator Biden to keep fighting down in Washington, and we'd like to see some action, and I would tell all the American people listening that the election is coming up, the midterm elections. Hold your elected officials accountable, because we are almost 5 years out from 9/11, and we are no safer.
What? You cut that off. Was that finished? Okay, great, Kelly. Thank you. That was a woman that lost somebody in 9/11. You know, I picked up the newspaper today, and folks, the only reason I read the local hometown rag here, it's because it's the only rag that they have. And I like to see what the little critters, the spinmeisters, and little social communist whatever they are for the Austin Un-American Statesman. You know, here's another avenue I think that we should seriously look at. For people that were in journalism, for people that ran newspapers before, I think we ought to start setting up newspapers across the United States in major cities. Paper boxes don't cost that much. Printing newspapers, there's people that are already doing it. And I think we ought to start up our own press. And I don't mean our own, like, you know, this is us, the alternative, versus them, the established liars. No, do this in a way that you're doing an honest day's work for a buck, okay? Newspapers, it's a business venture, all right? Bottom line is they make money off of advertising. They're supposed to be reporting the news. But how they're doing it is so convoluted, and that is if it makes it past the editorial board on these selected newspapers like the Austin Un-American Statesman. I pick up the paper today, the Dallas Morning News. We ran a Ray McGovern clip here. I'm looking at today's paper, U.S. trying the bit players, not the big guns, in fight against terror. It was actually picked up from the L.A. Times, David Savage. He says Zacharias Moussaoui, the only person prosecuted so far in the worst terrorist attack in American history, did not get the death penalty because some jurors concluded he had little to do with September 11th. Yet two key planners of the Al-Qaeda plot Khalid Sheikh, I think his name is Mohammed, and Ramzi, and I can't even say this guy's name, Binalschlip, Schickelgruber we'll call him, have not been charged, though they have been in the U.S. custody for more than 3 years. A central contradiction in the Bush administration's fight against terrorism is that the bit players often have been put on trial while those thought to have orchestrated the plots have been held in secret for questioning. The difference in treatment, government officials say, stems from the fact that gathering intelligence from suspected terrorists is more important than publicly punishing them. This Misawi guy was a wingnut at best, mentally incapacitated for sure. Had anything to do really with 9/11? No. Half the jurors that were on that Misawi trial said this guy wasn't even a bit player. But yet that's who the government and all this fanfare and the medias are falling over themselves, reporting on this story ad nauseum. For what purpose? Why aren't they interviewing Ray McGovern right now, what he said on Donald Rumsfeld, rather than getting a Misawi rehash? Let's go ahead and play that. And this is the CIA overseas chief, Tyler Drumheller, on the subject of false intelligence. And then what I want to do next hour is to get in your phone calls. I'm going to do an overlay of what I'm going to try to accomplish in the next hour. The most salient, important points facing us as Americans today. All right? And that's what I want to do next hour, and I'll take your phone calls. Because, folks, I'm not here to pat ourselves on the back for the small victories we've made. Because if you compile those, it wouldn't make a pimple on a donkey's butt end, okay? What we're facing right now is the most humongous evil that has ever been put together by men to put together a global governance, New World Order. And I'll tell you what, it's time to stop hacking at those branches and start digging at that root. Go ahead, Barbara, and run that clip for me.
When no weapons of mass destruction surfaced in Iraq, President Bush insisted that all those WMD claims before the war were the result of faulty intelligence. But tonight you're going to hear a different view from a former top CIA official, Tyler Drumheller, a 26-year veteran of the agency who's decided to do something CIA officials at his level almost never do, speak out. He says that the real failure was not in the intelligence community, but in the White House. He says he saw how the Bush administration, time and time again, welcomed intelligence that fit the president's determination to go to war and turned a blind eye to intelligence that did not.
Skip that last
It
break.
Just sticks in my craw Skip every time last, I hear them say it's break. Intelligence failure, it's intelligence. This was a policy failure.
Tyler Drumheller was the CIA's top man in Europe, the head of covert operations there, until he retired a year ago. He says he saw firsthand how the White House promoted intelligence it liked and ignored intelligence it didn't.
The idea of going after Iraq was U.S. policy, and it was going to happen one way or the other.
Are you saying that it didn't matter to the administration what the intelligence community had to say?
In the end, no, I don't think it mattered very much. I think it mattered if it verified this basic belief that had taken hold in the U.S. government that now is the time. If we had the means, all we needed was the will.
The road to war in Iraq took some strange turns, none stranger than a detour to the West African country of Niger. In late 2001, a month after 9/11, the United States got a report from the Italian intelligence service that Saddam Hussein had bought 500 tons of so-called yellowcake uranium here to build a nuclear bomb. Many CIA analysts were skeptical.
Most people came to the opinion that there was something questionable about it.
And that was your reaction?
That was our reaction from the very beginning. The report didn't hold together.
And was that the general feeling in the agency?
That was the general feeling in the agency, yeah.
However, Vice President Cheney thought the story was worth investigating and asked the CIA not to discount the story without first taking a closer look. So in February 2002, the agency sent former Ambassador Joseph Wilson to Niger to investigate. If Saddam Hussein had acquired 500 tons of yellowcake uranium in violation of UN sanctions, that would be pretty serious.
Absolutely, certainly. And the fact that there was an allegation out there that he was even attempting to purchase 500 tons of uranium was very serious, because it essentially meant that they were restarting their nuclear programs.
Wilson spent 8 days in Niger looking for signs of a secret deal to send yellowcake to Iraq. He spoke to government officials who would have known about such a transaction. No one did. There had been a meeting between Iraqis and Nigerians in 1999, but Wilson was told uranium had never been discussed. He also found no evidence that Iraq had even been interested in buying uranium.
I concluded that it could not have happened.
And at the end of that 8-day stay, did you have any lingering doubts?
No. No.
Absolutely
none. None.
When he returned, Wilson told the CIA what he'd learned. Despite that, some intelligence analysts stood by the Italian report that Saddam Hussein had purchased uranium from Niger. But the director of the CIA and the deputy director didn't buy it. In October, when the president's speechwriters tried to put the Niger uranium story in a speech that President Bush was scheduled to deliver in Cincinnati, they intervened. In a phone call and two faxes to the White House, they warned, "The Africa story is overblown, and the evidence is weak." The speechwriters took the uranium reference out of the speech. Meanwhile, the CIA had made a major intelligence breakthrough on Iraq's nuclear program. Naji Sabri, Iraq's foreign minister, had made a deal to reveal Iraq's military secrets to the CIA. Tyler Drumheller was in charge of the operation.
This was a very high inner circle of Saddam Hussein, someone who would know what he was talking about.
You knew you could trust this guy.
We continued to validate him the whole way through.
According to Drumheller, CIA Director George Tenet delivered the news about the Iraqi foreign minister at a high-level meeting at the White House.
The president, the vice president, Dr. Rice.
And at that meeting?
They were enthusiastic because they said they were excited that we had a high-level penetration of the Iraqis.
And what did this high-level source tell you?
He told us that they had no active weapons of mass destruction program.
So in the fall of 2002, before going to war, we had it on good authority from a source within Saddam's inner circle that he didn't have an active program for weapons of mass destruction.
Yes.
There's no doubt in your mind about it.
No doubt in my mind at all, no.
It directly contradicts, though, what the president was and his staff were telling us.
The policy was set. The war in Iraq was coming, and they were looking for intelligence to fit into the policy, to justify the policy.
Drumheller expected the White House to ask for more information from the Iraqi foreign minister. He was taken aback by what happened.
The group that was dealing with preparation for the Iraq war came back and said, they're no longer interested. And we said, well, what about the intel? And they said, well, this isn't about intel anymore. This is about regime change.
And if I understand you correctly, when the White House learned that you had this source from the inner circle, mm-hmm. Saddam Hussein, they were thrilled with that.
First we heard, they were, yes.
But when they learned what it was that he had to say, that Saddam did not have the capability to wage nuclear war, weapons of mass destruction.
The intelligence on Iraq.
This was really an attempt to get the government to acknowledge that the 16 words should never have been the State of the Union address. It was as simple as that. If you are going to mislead the American people, and you're caught at it, you've got to fess up to it.
A day after Wilson's piece appeared, the White House acknowledged the president should not have used the uranium claim. But according to newly released court records, the vice president's chief of staff, Scooter Libby, leaked classified intelligence to reporters a day later in an effort to bolster the uranium story. What Scooter Libby didn't tell reporters is that the White House had been warned before the State of the Union speech not to use the Niger uranium claim.
At the same time they were admitting that the words should not have been the State of the Union address, they were, now we know, sending Libby out to selectively leak only those pieces that continued to support this allegation. It was baseless. In other words, they were furthering the disinformation campaign.
The American people want to believe the president. I have relatives who I've tried to talk to about this who'd say, well, no, you can't tell me the president had this information and just ignored it. But I think over time, people will look back on this and see it was a. This is going to be one of the great, I think, policy mistakes of all time.
That came off of 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago, and that was the CIA guy, Tyler Drumheller, talking about, no, there was no intelligence failure. This is how they passed this whole thing off. We went into Afghanistan and Iraq, and once the lies are uncovered, well, we're just going to ignore that, and we're just going to say it's an intelligence failure, and then we've got to reinvent government, put all these people in one great big pool. We've got to have Homeland Security, Patriot Act, and any a number of egregious things against the American people, all freedom-loving people. We'll give you everything that's the antithesis of freedom, all based on concocted lies. You know, it used to be that people made jokes about the politicians. You know, how do you know they're lying? They're lying when their lips are moving. Folks, this just isn't a little saying anymore. Our lives are literally depending on it. You know, I said this to Kelly, the producer for my first hour. I said, Bill Clinton, a lot of people liked Bill Clinton. But there is a man that lied to a grand jury about the Monica Lewinsky deal, turned around and got impeached. He should have been thrown so far out of office, it wouldn't have been funny. He should have been gone like that. But imagine, now this is what liars do. If he would have came out and said that I made an egregious mistake and I am asking for the American people's forgiveness, I did something that whether you're president or a family man, it doesn't matter where you're at, it was wrong to do, and I am sorry. People would have fallen over themselves applauding that the president was being an honest man. But it never occurs to these liars to accept what? Oh, that's right, the responsibility of their actions. We're talking about people that have power. We're talking about people that have the ability to push a button and make planet Earth go away. We're talking about accountability and responsibility, and even, look, folks, if the politicians were honest and through their own honesty revealed their own failures, well, so much better for the country. That means, what do we need? We need another guy. Politics in this country has gone to the point, you know what I call politics? The refusal to acknowledge the Constitution of the United States. That's what politics is anymore. And all this backslapping and bipartisanship stuff and, doesn't it make a good sound bite for the evening snooze? The only thing that these two have been working on mutually is the destruction of this country. That's what they've been doing. That's their big bipartisan deal. And in the meantime, we'll just lie and spin and hope the heck we don't get caught. Porter Goss had to quit today. Why? Well, our sources are saying that, he's part of this Abramoff deal. That old Porter himself was lining up hookers, you know, for various dignitaries and other politicians. You know, but would Porter Goss make an outstanding pimp with his own harem? Absolutely. He probably would excel. But if you're going to be a pimp, don't be my CIA chief. Go be a pimp. This is the problem that they have. Liars lie. They do it all the time. And they figure out how to do it in more creative ways. But here's the problem. Once you tell one lie, you've got to tell another, and then you've got to tell another, and then you've got, and soon enough, your lies trip you up. They haven't figured this out yet. These people in Washington, D.C., Scott McClellan just quit. Because he feels the heat. He feels the dogs nipping at his heels. George, I don't know, this guy must think that he's absolutely bulletproof, that he's immune, that his handlers have told him, don't worry, George, we'll take good care of you. Well, even the captain of the Titanic had the dignity to go down with his ship. But here's the problem. We can't have a president dragging this country down because once it sinks, it's never coming back. And they're fully aware of that. A lot of what they wanted to do with George Bush, they wanted to start already with Bill Clinton, but Bill was a little fast and loose. Even though he was more popular than George Bush was. Why? Well, he had broader appeal. Did you see George Bush on MTV playing a saxophone? No. But these guys, him and Hillary, coming out of the governorship, his start on the national politics, he'd already learned how to play the game. There were so many people killed around the Clintons, you can't even shake a stick at. Once this starts, this house of cards starts to come down, none of these people are going to be any, they're not going to be safe anywhere in this country or any place around the world. We're going to be entertaining ourselves. We're going to have to start up our own TV channels to cover the trials of these criminals. That's what I'd like to see. And you know what that's going to prevent? The next clown that occupies a seat and figures that he can pull another one over on the American people. They're going to be scared to death to do it. But right now, that barn door is open. And what's being shoveled ain't the truth. But you can figure out what it is. It's being shoveled off the barn room floor. Now, are you happy with all of this, folks? Are you sick and tired of all this yet? And here's your question. What in God's green earth have you been doing about it? Carol Asher told me, she said, you know what? Many people said the very same thing to me in the last couple of days. We're being hard on a lot of people because it's hard to be easy on a liar. It's easy to be hard on a criminal. But we're not being hard enough on ourselves. We are the only best chance of pulling Rome out of the fire. And how are we doing this? And I, for one, am not going to sit back. Barbara, have you ever seen or heard me in this place say, gosh, you know, I'm really glad that we're doing this and I'm really proud of myself? No, and you never will hear me say that because I've got my eye on the ball. We have only started, ladies and gentlemen, and we're running short of time. We don't have the luxury of time putting off tomorrow what you people should be doing today. Now, if that's rubbing some feathers the wrong way, I'll tell you what. Grab your Prozac, chase it down with a Miller High Life, and then turn off the radio. We are in serious trouble in this country. We've got to start addressing it honestly. And honestly, you people out there in the listening audience have got to take a second look at what you're doing, or more importantly, what you're not doing. And then try to justify that one. Because if you've got any kids, you're going to die. I got news for you people. There's going to be about 6 billion people that are going to die in the next 100 years. But what you're going to leave behind has to deal with the mess that you were too chicken crap to deal with today. We'll take the break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll take your phone calls, and I want to outline this thing, and then we'll roll with it. Hour 2 coming up.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.